If any form of Wyoming mainstream media were honest, they would have on their front page what I'm about to tell you. The story that Cowboy State Politics broke last Wednesday has yet to hit the papers. And don't think that they're just completely unaware that any of this ever happened, because they were there in the room Saturday at the Wyoming GOP State Central Committee meeting, and they heard it with their own ears. The only difference now is they're just plain lying to you. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Morning Reload. From high above all other puerile and totally pedantic forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming. Morning Reload is brought to you by the Wing It Food Truck. If you want the most marvelous hot wings in the state of Wyoming, well, then you need to check out the Wing It Food Truck. And the way that you find out where that truck is going to be located is go to the Sponsors tab at CowboysStatePolitics.com, and you can find out exactly where you can track down the most amazing hot wings in the state of Wyoming. Personally, I suggest the garlic parmesan wings. They're amazing. Today, Monday, they'll be in Lovell, Wyoming. Tuesday, they'll be at Rocky Mountain Discount Sports in Cody, Wyoming. On Wednesday, in the morning in Riverton from 11 to 2, and then in Lander from 4 to 7. Thursday, they'll be in Rock Springs, and Friday, you can find them in Green River, Wyoming at Flaming Gorge Harley-Davidson. So if you want some amazing hot wings, go check them out. You can find them, again, on the Sponsors tab at CowboysStatePolitics.com. You can listen to the podcast on any of your favorite podcasting apps, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn, really any of them will work. But the easiest way is just to go to CowboysStatePolitics.com. There you can find all of the shows as well as any of the articles that I might bring up during the course of the program. If you're a member of the Wyoming mainstream media and you're trying to hide everything from Wyoming citizens, well, you can go to CowboysStatePolitics.com and find out why that's a dumb idea. Not like you haven't had those before. Generally speaking, the job of the Wyoming mainstream media is to report on events that affect the whole state. Now, of course, I'm referring to the Red Star, the Casper Star Tribune, or the Cowpie, the Cowboy State Daily. And we might even include Wyofile.
That would be another example of, as you say, fake news.
I just love the fake news button.
You know why? Fake news.
Anyhow, last Wednesday, I told you about the problems that Representative Dan Zwanitzer is about to have. And all of them were discussed at the Wyoming State GOP Central Committee meeting on Saturday. Representatives from all of those media outlets that I just mentioned were there, present, and front and center. Here is what they heard. All of them.
Chairman recognizes Joey Carini. Can we have sound to the red mic, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I feel compelled to address the body on a situation that was brought to my attention a few weeks ago. We've done a lot of research, and we do have, I don't want to say evidence, we have documents that legitimize the concern that I'm about to present to you. With my work with the redistricting committee, I've worked with many legislators and interested persons across the state. There have been issues about how the legislation and the proposals for redistricting have been done, and it's gotten to the point where it's now name-calling and finger-pointing over gerrymandering. Over the past 2 weeks, I have been provided with documentation that convinces me there's a legitimate concern that Representative Dan Zwanitzer sold his private residence that he is currently registered to vote and represent, moved out of his district, and now is practicing as an illegitimate representative of his district from outside of his district. And every plan for redistricting I have seen from Dan Zwanitzer has expanded his current district to include the residents he has potentially moved into. So I would like to move that the evidence that I have transmitted to the executive director and believe warrants concern that the body supports sending that to the Secretary of State, calling for an immediate investigation so we can either find out if there is an issue and we have a representative playing outside of his district, or just blame Joey.
Second.
Is there any discussion? I can't run this and move it myself.
Discussion on the motion.
Hello. Dan Zwanitzer is a representative, I believe, of a little over 10 years in the House of Representatives and currently the House side co-chair of the redistricting effort, of the Corporations Elections and Political Subdivision Committee, which oversees the committee level redistricting effort.
And he's from Cheyenne.
He represents Laramie County in one of their districts. I don't know in Cheyenne. I know that he is not living, he has sold the residence that is the address of his voter registration, and we have evidence that he is living, I don't know if he owns or not, but living at an address outside of that district, and that voter registration has not been updated.
Further discussion? Joe and then Carl.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to speak against this motion. It's not that I disagree with the chairman. I haven't seen any of the information. These accusations are fairly significant, and we're just taking one person's word on essentially accusing an elected official and asking to send it to the Secretary of State. So we like transparency. We like to see data. We like to see the facts. None of that's being presented. We're just getting hearsay from one individual to submit material to the Secretary of State. So I oppose this motion.
Further discussion, and since that's been brought up, this is a recent information to my knowledge. Madam Director, is there a way we can share this, distribute this digitally?
Yes.
Meantime, Carl, you have the floor.
Chairman, I'd like to speak in favor of this. If you look in our statutes, which some people really love to tout, it says, in the office, it's talking about vacancies, and it says, in the office of a member of the state legislature when the person fails to reside in the legislative district from which he is elected. in looking at this evidence and things, the residence that Mr. Zwanitzer had when he as he was elected to represent in that district, that residence has been sold, and the new person is listed on the deed as an owner-occupant. Mr. Zwanitzer is also listed as an owner-occupant in the house with his spouse that is outside of this district. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I know when I've gotten loans and things, if you mark owner-occupant, you dang well better be living there, because otherwise you're going to be facing some fraud bank charges. The point is, this needs to be dealt with. It needs to be dealt with right now. To send this to the Secretary of State's office, he gets to look at that evidence and make that determination. As it is, according to the statute and according to the evidence that we've seen, not everybody, I'm sorry, but Mr. Zwanitzer does not live in that district. He is violating the statute, and there is a vacancy that Laramie County needs to fill. And that needs to happen before the state, before the legislature goes back, and before the Corporations Committee meets again. Because if you look at it too, Mr. Zwanitzer's plan of redistricting has about 15 properties right there, and it runs right along the property line of the new residence that he's living in. This cannot be allowed to go forward. They're gerrymandering specifically to bring him back into a district that he currently does not live in and he legitimately does not represent. Thank you.
Just a point of clarification with both of the last two comments. My motion and my explanation, I literally stopped and said, okay, it's not evidence. I've seen documentation to raise what I believe is a legitimate concern, which is what the motion is. There is documentation that raises a little legitimate concern among the party, and we would like to forward that information to the Secretary of State to see if an investigation is warranted or we just blame Joey. So I believe I answered both of your questions of, I don't know where that line's drawn. I don't know where that house is. There is enough to be concerned that these things have happened and it benefits Mr. Zwanitzer illegally, and I would like to have an official answer or be strung up myself for it. for just asking.
Mr. Armstrong?
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn for 15 minutes while the body can examine the information.
Recess.
The body stand for recess 15 minutes to look into this information? Is there what? A playground. Oh, for recess. School teacher would bring that up. Have you sent the information out? Okay, check your devices, please. Check your email. It would go out just like any other central committee email. We stand in recess for 15 minutes.
The end of this is after 15 minutes, not a single person, including Frontier Joe McGinley, voted against the motion to send all of the information concerning Dan Zwanenser to the Secretary of State. Pretty big news, huh? Well, not according to the Casper Star Tribune or the Cowboy State Daily or Wildfile or any of them. The only coverage of what you just heard came from the Riverton Ranger on Sunday morning, and I quote, "Last week, allegations of gerrymandering by Representative Dan Zwanenser began to surface. Zwanenser, Wyoming State Representative from District 43, allegedly moved to a new location outside of his district last summer. Then, while redrawing district lines, he has been accused of drawing in his own new property so that he can continue to serve in this capacity. However, moving outside of the district may cause issues with his position between then and now." End quote. Uh-huh. Statewide paper of record indeed, a Casper Star Tribune. Well, anyway, this is a giant story, and it affects everybody in the state, since Dan Zwanenser is the co-chairman of the corporation's committee. Yeah, they're in charge of redistricting the entire state, and here you have a guy sitting on the committee that, well, at the very least, has some questions as to whether or not he's actually still a representative. Just remember, you heard about this story last Wednesday, only on Cowboy State Politics. And it tells you that the mainstream Wyoming media is completely derelict in everything they're doing. Well, that'll about do it for this edition of Morning Reload. Have a good rest of your week, and we'll talk again on Wednesday. From the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics.